This is your local news report. I'm Dave Andrews. Stanley County Board of Elections said that in-person voting began yesterday, and same-day registration is available, and early voting will close November 2nd at 3 p.m. Your absentee ballot request deadline is at 5 p.m. October 29th, and November 5th will be the general election day. Absentee ballot return deadline is 7:30 p.m. November 5th. The City of Alamar will hold their monthly council meeting on Monday at 6:30 p.m. in the council's chambers. One of the things on the agenda is a voluntary annexation, and it's a request for initial zoning for 77 and a quarter acres just south of Marlbrook Drive. So from Stanley County, split zoning RA and R20 to City of Albemarle, R10 General Residential. The amendment to the zoning ordinance of City of Albemarle by transfer from Stanley County, changing the boundaries of the city through voluntary annexation of the aforementioned parcels. Hearings will be conducted by the City Council and the Council Chambers at City Hall. All interested parties are invited to attend the hearings. The Albemarle City Council is part of the city's capital improvement plan as well as budget planning for this current year. Said that they will plan on spending $1 million annually for the next 5 years on street preservation and maintenance. Here is Public Works Director Ross Holzhauser talking about the plan in front of the City Council. We'll hear from Mayor Ronnie Michael, Councilman Benton Dry, and Councilwoman Martha Sue Hall.
Now that we've approved $1.3 million rather than $1 million, I asked about that earlier, and I have been given the following answer, that obviously we have to pay for the engineer and the study to come out of that 1.3, but Ross is putting aside probably roughly a couple hundred thousand dollars that his staff will be doing in-house paving. So that's the reason you see the difference in the 1.3 and the $1 million, and also the pavement maintenance we do during the year comes out of that 1.3. Ross, comments?
What a... I'm really asking for council's approval tonight on is this year's street list. We are on a timeline to try to get this project put up for bid. It's got to be designed. Specs need to be drawn. And the bid process is going to have to take place. Our goal is to have this up for bid by the end of this year, hopefully contract awarded by the end of January, and then this work can be done before the end of this fiscal budget year, June 30th. What you do see in your packet is that list, street list for this year. That's the one that you see on the main list, but I've also attached, well, with that, you can see the map of the city limits where the majority of these streets are grouped. So it does touch most of the areas around the city of Albemarle. And then there is a list, you know, one of the questions I've been asked for the years that I've been here is, you know, council members, residents, they'll call, when's my street on the list? You know, when is my street coming up? So if you remember what we did discuss back during our budget planning process is we were talking about doing a five-year plan, $1 million a year. So that's what our engineer proposed street list is for the next five budget years. Well, I'd say four after this year. So that's what you see on those remaining sheets is the five-year street list plan. Some things, and there is going to be some flexibility. Again, you all are council. We can add and take away if we have to for your review. But that's the long-term five-year plan. The list that I've got right now is what I really need approval on to move forward to put this project up for bid. And this is the resurfacing. It's mill and fill like we did last year. Mill down and then put 2 inches or 3 inches or 4 inches back, whatever the street calls for.
And I want to reiterate what Ross just said. Council's not choosing these streets that are on this list. It's by our engineer. They're determining by the need.
The last street assessment we had was 4 years ago. So next year I'll probably ask to have another street assessment done, which basically that's just grading our streets. They recommend to do it every 3 to 5 years. So it is time for us to have another one. So the data that they are using on this street list is 3 to 4 years old now.
That's what people need to hear. Because, I mean, just yesterday somebody said, when is my street going to be paved? And I said, well, funny thing you asked, because that's on tomorrow night's agenda. At the rate we're going now, it's going to take 60 years to pave our streets. And I'm looking at this five-year plan. That particular street is not on there. But, you know, because the engineer basically hadn't said it was
the software chooses it, there's impartiality on that.
There you go.
And there's different methods of pavement preservation. I mean, again, you know, we did microsurfacing for several years, and then council wanted to be a little bit more aggressive. So now we're addressing some of the more needy streets. But, you know, again, in this plan, we are not addressing the really bad streets. So we're still going to hear from these residents that have really bad streets because full depth reclamation just costs so much. And, you know, again, that's another long-term discussion on how we're going to be able to fund, you know, some of these big streets that really need repaired.
I drove through a bunch of them yesterday with anticipation that, especially with one group of streets that I hear from quite frequently, and rightly so.
Right.
I mean, they're concerned, but I think this is a step in the right direction and shows that we've at least got a good plan. And we just got to make it work smoothly because the cost is going to continue to go up.
Absolutely. You remember last year, we budgeted roughly $1 million. Well, I say last year, the year when our last project was roughly $1 million. And I think we had 2.2 miles of streets that we were able to repair.
Yeah.
You see this one under the same, we're under 2 miles of streets now.
Yeah.
So, yes, cost
and that's not a lot.
No.
You can see the list of streets they are planning to work on this year by going to Albemarle City's webpage, going to council meeting, going to the agenda, and look inside the agenda packet. And in Stanley County, Friday night football action presented by Fiberon. Albemarle will travel down to Mount Pleasant to take on the Tigers. West Stanley will host Parkwood, and Montgomery Central will play Central Davidson. North Stanley will host South Stanley, and we'll have that game for you with me, Dave Andrews, calling play-by-play along with Larry Gibson, bringing you all the action. Pre-game at 7, kickoff at 7:30. On 107.3 FM and 1010 AM, WSPC Albemarle. And at your local news report in the newsroom, I'm Dave Andrews. And if you have news, email us at news@1010WSPC.com.
Your Weather Center forecast for Albemarle and Stanley County brought to you by Desco. After a frosty start, lots of sunshine today.